Hey, what's going on, folks? This is Arthur Anthony, co-creator of the Life Cope podcast and the Life Cope app, which is coming soon. So, as a disclaimer, I'm not a licensed therapist or a psychologist. I just give advice to those that can use it. So, a lot to talk about today because of the topic. We're talking about how to cope with being away from family. I should know. And I'm not really an expert on it, but I've been away from family a couple of times because that's the life of the military, of course. And of course, I do it because I love it. I love the job, but you know, sometimes being away from family does kind of get to you sometimes. So to go ahead, I just need to talk about a couple of things. So you know, the with the flooding going on in Houston right now, you know. And all over Texas at one point, but especially not in Houston, you know, just pray for those guys. Hopefully, you know, thankfully there's relief coming and people are getting help out there. And if you can donate or whatever you can do to help those people out there, please do. But the thing that gets to me though, you know, is people that try to take advantage of other people's misfortune. You know, like when these things happen, all of a sudden these charities pop up out of nowhere, and most of them are, you know, they do try to help, but man, some people out there are just trying to make money off of others' misfortunes, or if not only that, but there's, you know, other people that loot, you know, and try to take. You take those things from people when they're already struggling or going through a crisis, you know, and that's how, I mean, what kind of person are you? Who does that to another human being when they're going through something that's so bad in their life that you would go and make their lives even worse? You know, that's just terrible. So please, if you're listening to this and you're in Houston, you're one of the looters, or you see people looting, please call the police so that they can help. Or if you're thinking about it, please stop. Don't make somebody else's misfortune, you know, even worse. And for those trying to make money off of others' misfortunes, please stop. That's not what those people need. You're just going to make their situation worse. Yeah, you might think yours is better now because you have something that you didn't have before, or you're gonna go sell and make a buck. But think about the long run and how that's gonna affect your humanity. So that's all I have to say about that. So today I was looking online and I saw that there's an International Podcast Day. Didn't even know. Podcast have a day. I mean, the other day I found out that actually podcasters have an award show, and I couldn't believe that. I was like, what? Everything has a day nowadays, but hey, I'm not complaining. You know, if people, anything that can help support, you know, the cause of other people's passion, you know, I'm all about it. So whoever created that, the International Podcast Day, thank you for supporting us podcasters. And if you're able to make it out in California, then hopefully you guys will take good pictures and post them on Facebook or whoever. So today we're talking about coping, being away from your family or friends. So, first of all, if this is your first time being away, that can definitely be a big event for you. And tonight or today, I'm talking about being away. So there's different. I'm talking about the person being away, and I'm also talking about. I'll also talk about ways to cope for families that are, you know, especially for military families when their loved one goes away to another country, how to cope with that as well. So first I'm going to talk about, you know, for those of you that are leaving home for the first time. So You know, it's a big event, but listen, before you leave, you guys have to set dates on when you're going to come visit again, or you guys meet up, just so that you guys can, you guys will have that, and you'll be able to, you have something to look forward to, and you can mark it on the calendar. If you have a set date of when you guys will meet again, trust me, once that countdown starts and you start getting closer, it'll make that time go by faster instead of waiting for, you know, a year or two. Set a date, you know, in the midway that you guys will be able to meet up. And when you're moving to a new situation, don't be antisocial, you know, socialize, but pick your friends wisely, of course. But especially in college, that's a whole nother podcast or story, but pick your friends wisely and, be social, when they invite you out, and go see places, go to different restaurants. Trust me, that will help you a lot, because it will take your mind away off of you being away from your family. I think you guys just heard my dryer, my clothes are done, so I have to go take them out soon, and unfortunately I put it on repeat, so it's going to keep going every 5 minutes until I take the clothes out. So you guys will have to deal with that for this session. So another way to cope with being away, moving away from your family or friends for the first time is, not only, so when I mentioned set dates before, you can also set dates on when, have a set schedule when you call your friends or family, so that every, you know, when that date arrives, when you call them, you guys will have something to look forward to as well, of when you can talk to each other. Another thing you can do while being away is, so while you're exploring your area, you can also pick a hobby of something that you want to do. Painting, you know, hiking, running, whatever your taste is, just pick something that will help you not only, you know, improve your talents, but also keep your mind away. So for this portion is going to be for military families. So if you're the family member whose soldier is going away, you know, for the soldier, those three things that I mentioned before, you can also apply those as well. Explore the USO and other ACS programs that they have available for you at your base or whatever cop you're at as well. You can pick up playing a guitar, music, that can help, or catching up on that favorite book that you've always wanted to read, or even episodes. So a good thing to do before you deploy or go away is save up, get a hard disk or a hard drive, you know, with a lot of memory, and put a lot of movies and shows on there, so that during your deployment or while you're gone, you can watch those shows and be able to catch up. And not only will it help you connect still with home, but it'll keep you distracted as well. For the families, there's sources such as Military One Source and the ACS. They always have programs and advice or counseling for military families free of charge. And it'll offer programs and events that are going on in your on your base or in your neighborhood that can help you, or if you have kids, you and the kids, you guys can go explore those events that are going on around you, so that you're not, you know, stuck in the house, especially if you're a new spouse or you just had a baby. There's also baby meet groups that they have on base at the ACS that you can go to if you just had a baby, that can help you cope or help you pass the time while your loved one is gone. So, and there's also spouse groups that you can join or talk to, especially when you go to ACS. They can help you connect with other people as well, or other spouses that you can talk to And since you all going through the same thing at the, you know, at that time, it'll help you guys get through it together. And before you know it, you know, the deployment will be over, or, you know, and then you can, you'll be connected again with your loved one. So there's a lot of resources out there for, you know, if you're leaving home, or if you're the person, or if you're the, your person being left behind, you know, for military spouses, there's a lot of resources. So yes, it's a negative thing that somebody's going away, but at the same time, or that you're leaving home, it's a negative thing, but at the same time, just think of it as a new experience. And when you guys connect with your family and friends again, just think of all the things you can talk about of what happened over that year, so that you guys can have something new to talk about and live and talk about, you know, different experiences and stuff, and share the stories that you guys, if you decide to write or take up a new hobby, you can write about that stuff. Well, that's it for me today, guys. Hope once again for, you know, the folks in Houston or in Texas, if you would do whatever you can to help those folks out. And I'm just glad there's such a positive response from this, you know, celebrities everywhere. Everybody's trying to help, especially people like JJ Watt, you know, Ellen. They're all doing things that can help those folks. So yes, it's good to share on social media, pray for Texas and all that, but when you actually take action and do something, that's what really matters. Well, if you'd like us to mention your program, or, you know, or if you'd like to even sponsor us, that would be great. you can email us at bam3@lifecopap.com, or you can always message us on Twitter or Instagram, or Facebook. Just look up LifeCope LLC. Thank you guys again for listening, and I hope you guys stay well and stay safe.